Hello and welcome to Shackle Air. I'm Marilyn Crellin. Mish Marilyn Crellin, as Bavaliamke Falcheriu do Shackle Air. On Shackle Air and Kate Shaw, in this edition of Shackle Air, I Hjoli Uns Rums Air, a music night in Ramsey with Ramsey Choral Society, the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra, and special guests. And Chirela Drenega, Young Carers. A week today, there'll be a special day to raise money and awareness of the island's young carers. Shein Huegu Laris Feed Jeregiari, Lair Failure New Pearl. Kawi Toshach as Droch Huegger, Uns Ginu Nahostlan Survival, Masol J. Tarsus. Dunya Vakiang Rishira Christinen, Dienu Tran Lair Soru. Veya Vejinu Shen Magiet Jerusalem, Tre Haye Roche de Hoyle Christinen, as Kurlesh Ad Rish Dus Jerusalem by Damascus. Uns Askil de Maya Fis, Henk Jesa Evli Oak Rish de Pearl, Uns Sal Shafir Hial, as Henke de Vedol. Vedol Rish Tree Lane, Dere van Shiljege, Kurite Rashde, Eke Ananias J. Damascus. As Vaishen Mach, Henk Sol J. Tarsus, Tranlesach na Christinen, De Ve Pearl and Ostel, Hugebun Giolis Wujle, as Bay Christiacht. Hane Achmaster Nihiaunen, Achmaster Nershuni Nies. At one time, it was thought that St. Paul was the author of almost half of the New Testament books. 13 out of 27 were once attributed to him. Now it's thought that at least 6 out of the epistles were genuinely written by him, with others written by his followers in his name. St. Paul's feast day was celebrated here in the island as Lael Nu Fall or Lael Fail. There's a saying in Manx associated with it.
Lael Paul Gorinach as Reach, Renne a tail. As Bess Moore Sly. Lal Paul Ellen as Glen, Pelcher a tale d'Aru as men.
St. Paul's Day stormy and windy, famine in the world and great death of mankind. St. Paul's Day fair and clear, plenty of corn and meal in the world.
That saying is recorded in the Dictionary of the Manx Language compiled by Archibald Grugin, published in the 1830s. And as Marilyn mentioned, there are different forms of the apostle's name. In the Manx Bible from the 1760s, he's called Paul. But in Bishop Philip's prayer book of 1610 or so, he's called Pearl. And that Manx version is found in two of the island's surnames, Fail and Quail, which are both derived from Mac Fail, the son of Paul. There are two church dedications to St. Paul in the island, the church in Ramsey and the church in Foxtel.
The second part of that saying,
Lal Paul Ellen as Glen, Palcher a tale d'Aru as men.
St. Paul's Day fair and clear, plenty of corn and meal in the world, is also found in a truncated version, which is also a macaronic, when two languages are mixed in together. Perhaps lumped in together would be a better way of putting it, because macaronic derives from the Italian word for a dumpling. A dumpling was regarded as coarse peasant fare, and a macaronic often mixed language for comic or satirical intent. But the word is also used for more serious mixed language pieces. So here in the island, we have Manx Gaelic and English mashed together in this.
Lal Paul, bright as clear, Palcha menya for the cheer. St. Paul's Day, bright and clear, plenty of meal throughout the country. That short macaronic is amongst the pieces in Wood's Collected Proverbs, and that's a manuscript collection by G.W. George William Wood, who lived from about 1852 to 1927, and who was a great collector of books and manuscripts of the Isle of Man. It was his collection that was bought in 1923 to form the nucleus of the Manx Museum Library. He was married to Augusta Rabina Gell of Lonnon, who was a cousin of Dr. John Clegg.
It's coincidental that a concert is being held in St. Paul's Church in Ramsey on Lael Paul this year, the 25th of January, which is Saturday. Ramsey Choral Society will be performing with the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra to present a concert of rarely heard choral music, including Hubert Parry's The Chivalry of the Sea. And Arthur Sullivan's oratorio, The Prodigal Son. Ramsey Choral Society will be joined for Saturday's concert by special guest soloists Karen Elliott, Mandy Griffin, Bill Creer and Matt Quinn. In addition, Juliette Tranter on violin will be playing the second movement of Saint-Saëns' third violin concerto. The musical director of Ramsey Choral Society is Nigel Harrison.
I'm lucky to be the musical director of the society, and I took it on when I came back from New Zealand, where I'd been a conductor of the Whangarei Choral Society. And so Sheila Powell, wife of Morris, the well-known Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra conductor, asked me to, she actually pinned me down on a hillside and asked me to take it on. So the choir's been around for many years in various iterations, but I think as the Ramsey Choral, it's been around more since the early 80s. The choir, when I took it on, was doing mainly fairly simple works. And since then, we've been trying to just expand our horizons a bit. In concerts, we've had a very eclectic mix of work music from the shows, carols, some Beatles and some Queen. Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody was great fun, and I think the choir really loved that. Well, we've currently got about 40 members. We have about 12 sopranos, 12 altos, and 4 or 5 tenors, and half a dozen basses. So the choir this time round is doing classical stuff, and the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra, of which I'm a member, coming to support the choir. I'm lucky to be able to ask my friends in the orchestra to come and play for me. And the orchestra is also going to play on its own with Morris Powell. So the choir is currently relatively small, select group. There are no auditions. You don't need to be worried about being able to read music, because we steadily go through each of the parts and give help to anybody who struggles with reading music. We rehearse at Trinity Church in Ramsey, Waterloo Road, on a Monday evening. We start September, and it's a fairly intensive but quite prolonged build-up to this particular concert up at St Paul's in Ramsey.
Nigel Harrison, the musical director of Ramsey Choral Society. Their concert with the Isle of Man Symphony Orchestra and soloists Karen Elliott, Mandy Griffin, Bill Creer, Matt Quinn and Juliet Tranter is on the 25th of January at 7 p.m. in St. Paul's Church, Ramsey. The entrance charge, which includes refreshments, is £10 for adults and £5 for children. Shane Huegu Laris V. Jeregiauri and Faster Mageddon, a slight in word alia J. Ober and Vad Albanach, Robert Burns. Nen J. Erd Tacherton and Aster to Shen Devel Hagish, lead it dus of ord ek pibe, as to Ferenjach, Air Lord Dan Burn, Kermolia Dan Hagish, Roshi Ve Gyaris as Kurit Mach. Leshen Hagish to Sue Fala Albanach, Glester Ustia Bay. Ta Kyang Lorn, Edda Robert Burns as Ustia Bay, Ginchit Edda Rawe Gyue. Nasama Savay Ege, Henke de Vein of All Custom. Mayude Ustia Bay, Tad Greda Denken Ustia Bay for All Ege, by Elian Aaron. Gerda Denk Burns de Vein of All Custom, on Shachi Jeg Kefid as Hocht, Triblina as Feed Lurgen Hjalg Vua, Madur to adrishan act of revestment uns manen, va jint lie un shach he jeg tree feed as queg, va fos cood gulle roi vi manen dus try nalbun sa treger. As to shen curdun kyangl fes ellerish burns. As we heard recently when looking at the work of Bengali poet, musician, and philosopher Rabindranath Tagore, he used some of the songs of Robert Burns as a foundation in creating some of his own works in Bengali. At that time, we heard the story, told by Burns himself in a letter to his publisher, George Thompson, that one of the stories about the tune that Burns used for Ye Banks and Braes of Bonny Doon was that it had been heard by a titled lady from an itinerant piper in the Isle of Man. In 1788, Robert Burns became an exciseman based in Dumfries. John Gibson Lockhart was a son-in-law and biographer of Sir Walter Scott and also was a friend of Joseph Train, who later wrote a two-volume account of the Isle of Man. He tells the following story about a brig called the Rosamond, laden with an illegal cargo of brandy and smuggling it into Scotland from the Isle of Man.
I won't try to do the accent, but this is part of what Lockhart wrote. At that period, a great deal of contraband traffic, chiefly from the Isle of Man, was going on. A suspicious-looking brig was discovered in the Solway Firth, and Burns was one of the party whom the superintendent conducted to watch her motions. She got into shallow water, and the officers were enabled to discover that her crew were numerous, armed, and not likely to yield without a struggle. Lewis, a brother exciseman of Burns, was sent to Dumfries for a guard of dragoons, and Burns was left with some men under his orders to watch the brig and prevent landing or escape. From the private journal of one of the excisemen, and in fact this was a man called Walter Crawford, from the private journal of one of the excisemen, it appears that Burns manifested considerable impatience, being left with a force which he knew to be inadequate for the purpose it was meant to fulfil. Burns chanted to them the well-known ditty, "The deal's a war with the exciseman."
The deal come fiddling through the tune and danced a war with the exciseman. And Ilka wave craze old Mahoon, I wish you luck at the prize, man. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, the deal's a war with excisemen. He's danced a war, he's danced a war, he's danced a war with excisemen. We'll mark our mutton, we'll brew our drink, we'll laugh, sing and rejoice, man. And money brought thanks to the muckle black deal that danced a war with excisemen. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, the deal's a war with excisemen. He's danced a war, he's danced a war, he's danced a war with excisemen. There's threesome reels, there's foursome reels, there's hornpipes and struts, please, man. But the best dancer come to the land was the deal's a war with the excisemen. The deal's a war, the deal's a war, the deal's a war with the excisemen. He's danced a war, he's danced a war, he's danced a war with the excisemen.
The deal's a war with the excisemen. Lewis arrived shortly afterwards with his dragoons, and Burns, putting himself at their head, waded, sword in hand, to the brig, and was the first to board her. The crew lost heart, and submitted, though their numbers were greater than those of the assailing force.
A tale of Robert Burns and a vessel full of smugglers, with brandy being brought in from the Isle of Man. And Burns Night will also be this Saturday, the 25th of January. Once Gerifauer Neuhijeg Kerfide Schacht, Lurgerd Rias and me Roschen, Hug Mark and Shaveshak Foch Hid Erd Shaveshak Vannen Miles Walker, Documed Emerset, the development of a prosperous and caring society. Howds we chitter sheshach as Raymason, son del privejach, del yizica as bishica as grainica crew virtues. Vaymageddon chitter sheshach, vacurelach, niaishen, jeekin mush altern in smooth verse and commonacht, de higrica developed causna shivation as kuna to fair mock oru. Niai, to politic erin orn, to smunichten, naf valley curum and railtis to kershivation, de comal sus altern and smooth verse and common act. Shane barrel och, de lizakad as ergidoch, frail ho weest jay as fothiad, gin geek kishin mura. As eshni birches sheila sheis, truden faris cheera, de inufoas de dach paich, ne rai slice birchy and common act. Ker ergid decution smileau. Going back to St. Paul again, in his epistle to the Corinthians, he famously speaks of faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these is charity. The word charity originated in Old English to mean Christian love of other people, doing unto others as you would have them do to you, so helping out if something is going wrong, as they would do for you. In a more secular world, it's seen as a humanitarian act and a form of practical altruism. Again, help others, because if you do, they'll help you. There are those who worry that governments take advantage of people's charitable natures by cutting back on services and support, expecting that charities will step in to help. The difference is that governments have access to taxes to provide services, whilst charities have to find people willing to support them. This means that there are initiatives to raise public awareness and invite donations. One Isle of Man charity is Crossroads Care, and a week today sees an initiative on behalf of young carers.
I'm Hannah Murphy and I'm the Children's Services Officer. I have been with Crossroads nearly 12 years now. I came in as a care support worker and I've worked all over the organisation. I have worked in adult services, I've done a bit of fundraising, and now I'm head of Children's Services.
So what's the background to Crossroads Care?
We have been on the island for over 30 years now. It started off in a little cupboard in Masham Court in Douglas. And over the years, we've expanded as the needs for carers services on the island has changed. We now have 11 services and we provide over 160,000 hours of care every year.
So how much of a staff then are working here at Crossroads Care these days?
We have approximately 100 staff and we have about 150 volunteers.
Whether they know it or not, there's a very good chance that people will know somebody who is a carer.
They will do, yes. And you have 3 in 5 people will become a carer at some point in their life. And 1 in 3 of those will probably do it more than once. It's estimated that there are over 10,000 carers currently living on the Isle of Man. They save the Isle of Man economy millions of pounds every year by keeping a lot of people at home rather than going into residential or services or into hospital. We are the only charity on the Isle of Man who are predominantly for the carer, but we also deliver obviously services for the cared for as well. So we want to put the carers first. It's about what the carers need to carry on caring. Because without our carers, a lot of people wouldn't be able to continue living at home. So we offer a range of services down from a sitting service. So the carer can have 3 hours out of the home or in the home to do what they need to do. So that could be going to do the weekly shop. That could be going to pick up medication. And for some carers, it's that's just having a sleep and some time out and not to be a carer for 3 hours.
And particularly you have the young carers. That's an important part of the work of Crossroads Care.
It is. We currently support over 100 children on the island. You can be born a young carer. And a young carer is somebody who, within the home, they're looking after somebody with a care need. So they may have a physical disability, they may have a learning disability, and there may be somebody who with an addiction within the home. And they can be doing a range of tasks, from helping somebody get out of bed, listening to a parent who may be depressed, helping give medication, even down to personal care. We now have 9 young carers groups on the island, and they're based all over the island. We pick the children up from home, and we take them to different centres on the island. We have a meal, and we play games, and we have lots of fun. And for those few hours, it's not about the person with the care need. It's about them. It's about asking them how their day's been, how they're feeling, and what they're up to. In the summer holidays, we are all over the island. We go... We go to the beach, we go to museums, we go bowling, and we do lots of different activities on and off the island. And we have a Young Carers Festival each year, which is lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a relief for them to be around other children who are in a similar caring role to themselves, where they're not going to be judged and that they feel comfortable. We also have the island's only fully inclusive nursery. So we reserve spaces for children with care needs and baby young carers. And then it's open where possible to other children. So we're teaching them to be fully inclusive from birth.
What about the funding of Crossroads Care?
We do have sponsorship from various companies on the island. We do work in partnership with the Alamann government. But on average, every year, we have to fundraise $1.3 million to continue our services.
One of the ways that you fundraise, of course, you have several retail establishments now around the island.
We do. We now have 3 charity shops. We have a clothes shop on the terrace. We also have a furniture shop, and we have a shop in Strand Street. That is about having a presence in the community. We do have a lot of people who pop in to say hello, or sometimes they're looking for advice as they are a carer or know somebody who is. But we also use it for work placements. We work with adults with disabilities who want to go out to work but just need a bit of our help in hand. So our community venture project helps place them and gives them access to a work environment.
And one of those initiatives to raise money is coming up shortly. In fact, it'll be a week today.
Yes, indeed. We have got our Superheroes Day, and that is about raising awareness of our young carers on the island. There is estimated around 1,000 young carers on the island. We currently have 100 on our waiting list, and we're working with another 100. So we're only reaching out to a small percentage. We go into schools and give assemblies, because a lot of children don't even realise what they are a young carer, because it's the norm for them, it's the way they've grown up, and it just works for their family. But we want to raise awareness and let them know that these carers are out there.
And as well as raising awareness, it'll also help to raise money. So how can people get involved in it?
We are asking businesses, organisations, schools, they can have bake sales, they can dress up as superheroes, they can dress up as villains if they want to, and organise an event for Crossroads, so they could all wear blue for the day, one of our corporate colours, anything a bit crazy and off the wall that they'd like to do to raise money, but also put Crossroads' name out there.
And do they have to get in touch with yourselves beforehand to fill in any details?
If they want, or they can get in touch us after the event. We're more than happy to come and help people on the day in any way we can and support them. Anybody who'd like to get in touch with Crossroads about our fundraising events or our services, our telephone number is 673103.
and my thanks to Hannah Murphy, the Children's Services Officer of Crossroads Care.
That superhero dressing down day is to focus attention on the island's young carers, and you can take part next Thursday, the 30th of January. A Chené by Châtelet and Couture. That's it from this edition of Châtelet. So from me, Vaughan, Marilyn Crellin, sledding you.